Hello, and welcome to this Security Response Podcast presentation for January 22, 2007, brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on Trojan.pcom, or as it is also known, the Stormworm. Trojan.pcom and its variants are a new Category 3 threat that Symantec has seen propagating in the wild. The goal of this podcast is to provide you with a summary of what the threat is, its impact, as well as provide you with some information on how to protect yourself and your organization. On January 19, 2007, Symantec began receiving alerts on Trojan.pcom. Due to an increase in the speed and volume in which this threat is being spammed across the internet, Symantec has raised the threat level of this particular malicious code to Category 3. Initially appearing to come from Russia, this Trojan horse program targets Microsoft operating systems and arrives as an attachment in email currently being spammed to users around the world. In the hopes of spreading spam that pumps up penny stocks, the authors of this malicious code are attempting to trick users into installing the Trojan horse contained in the email. Attackers are using fake news headlines and the promise of a video clip to get unsuspecting users to open the message. Examples of the email subject lines are 230 dead as storm batters Europe, and Fidel Castro is dead. Contained in the email is an .exe attachment with titles such as fullvideo.exe, greetingpostcard.exe, and fullnews.exe, amongst several others. If an unsuspecting user is tricked into opening one of these attachments, the Trojan will install a number of threats, including a rootkit, which attempts to hide itself in the operating system, as well as a UDP-based peer-to-peer communication channel, which can be used by the Trojan to communicate with several known IP addresses. Once the Trojan has been successfully installed, the infected machine will attempt to connect to these addresses and then, in turn, begin to distribute high volumes of penny stock spam. Symantec Labs have observed an average of over 3,500 spam messages per minute being sent on infected machines. In order to protect yourself from Trojan.pcom and its variants, users and system administrators are advised to perform the following actions. Update your antivirus signatures. Antivirus signatures have been available from Symantec since January 19th, but users and system administrators are advised to check for updates on possible new variants of this threat. Make sure to configure your firewalls, email solutions, and gateway machines to drop all executable attachments. Update your anti-spam products to ensure that spam messages distributed by Trojan.pcom are stopped at the email gateway, as well as filtering incoming and outgoing activity over UDP port 4078-71. Finally, Symantec recommends that users never open any email or attachments from unknown or untrusted sources. For more information on this particular threat, point your browser to www.symantec.com/enterprise/security_response/index.jsp. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Security Response Podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.